Hello, hello, and welcome to my first ever podcast episode of Raz in 60. This is going to be a once-a-month podcast show where we will discuss Newark, lifestyles in Newark, my lifestyle, fitness, entertainment, and we'll incorporate guests on each month moving forward. So stay tuned, be involved, Newark moving forward, Raz in 60. You don't want to miss it. Actually started with that.
You're taking your health and fitness very seriously more recently. Well, who influenced you to start working out every day, eating healthier, and things like that?
Well, I actually started working out, eating healthy, I should say, in college. You know, start dropping the meat and all the other kind of things in college. And since then, I kind of maintained that, after I actually won the mayoral election in 2014, I had to go to the doctor. You know, I was overstressed, overweight, over everything. And, the doctor was saying that they would have to put me on cholesterol medicine and all this other type of stuff, that I had to change my lifestyle. So I started working out, progressively getting more and more into it. Now, I have a trainer that is like a little short of insane. So, he works me out very hard, Andre at, Fast Fitness, does an outstanding job. So, as a matter of fact, now is a part of my routine. Like, when I don't go there, I feel it, like, right, for days. So I have to go. Helps me feel mentally and emotionally balanced.
So you're a vegetarian?
I eat fish from time to time. So, they call that pescatarian.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to, wean myself. There's some months where I just eat vegetables or weeks while I just do the straight vegetarian vegan thing. I think it's important that you take care of your body and your mind. You're like, well, you're taking care of your body, it helps you take care of your mind. It makes you feel better and think clearer and more focused when you focus on your physical health as well. It's all a part of the same thing. Yeah, it's all a part. Now I'm drinking a pH water, I go to Aqua, the water bar, Aqua Bar on Central Avenue next to the Blueberry Cafe. I hit Blueberry Cafe sometimes. Mm-hmm. Then I go to the Aqua Bar. Brother Al up there, they got this dope nut bar up there. And, you can get the pH water, pH 9.5. I'm telling you, man, it works wonders. Works wonders.
So I think we should challenge everyone to join the fitness. I think we should have a Raz Fitness Challenge. What do you think about
there
that?
It is, yeah. Okay. We could start with a run with Raz day. You know what I mean? We all come out and run, do a little 5K, let Andre lead it, and then we give an inspirational message at the end of it. That might be hype.
That would be a good idea. I know here in Newark, we have 3 national events coming, one of them already passed. So I know we had the Opportunity Zone Summit that was presented by Forbes. We also have the Voice Summit coming up in June.
Right.
Presented by Amazon's Alexa. And of course, the MTV VMAs is coming in August.
Yeah.
And can you briefly explain a little bit about the Opportunity Zone Summit that just happened on the 21st and what that meant for Newark and other urban communities in the area?
Right. All of these events are major, and it's really people seeing what Newark has to offer and the direction it's going in. And I think residents and people around here should, the real issue is, what do we see for ourselves, right? How do we see ourselves? We used to looking at ourselves in a negative way or in a way that doesn't, really amount to much in terms of the future. We don't have much faith in that. We haven't had much faith in that. And so now other people are beginning to recognize and see that and say, hey, I want to come out in Newark. I want to hang out in Newark. I want to be a part of this new thing that's going on in the city of Newark, whether it's corporations, individuals, businesses, institutions. They want to do their stuff in Newark. And a Newarker is a kind of feeling like, I want to be a part of that. How do I get a part of that? And, there are all kinds of ways to get involved in that. But at the end of the day, we have to feel the same way about our city that other people feel. So VMA is coming here, MTV Music Awards. It's going to be awesome opportunity here in the city of Newark. We're going to try to get some of our local folks to be a part of that in terms of artists, vending, all of those kinds of things. They chose Newark, right? We didn't go out and say, hey, come to Newark. They chose to come to Newark, right, which is awesome. The Opportunity Zone Summit, which is incredibly huge, because Forbes, who does these kind of conferences all over the country and have these huge after parties and all these people come, and they usually reach out to their own networks, right? Mm-hmm. And so they decided to have it in Newark. And the reason, one of the reasons they decided to have it in Newark is because the Rockefeller Foundation engaged in the Opportunity Zone stuff and said, listen, we have to find a way to make sure that there is real community engagement, that there's community investment. And so what Rockefeller did was pick six cities across the country and say, look, we are going to give each of these cities a grant to build infrastructure so they could begin to work on trying to focus opportunity zones deliberately into communities and get communities involved. Mm-hmm. And so they picked Newark as the number one, the first place they wanted to do it at. And they said they picked Newark because we had the kind of social infrastructure in place, right? We have the inclusionary zoning, the necessity to have a minority co-developer on your projects, you know, all of those kinds of things. The inclusionary, inclusive committee that we put together to think about.
So a lot of the stuff that your administration put together is helped to attract.
Sure. As a matter of fact, they think that that's why we're ready for opportunity zones, because we have tools in place. They're just not going to let them come and run rampant, but we have to go a step further and make sure we're really, really focused on it. And so they decided to come here. And they're going to give Newark almost $1 million to put together the infrastructure over 2 years to begin to make sure the Opportunity Zones has a real direct impact on the people living in the city. So they decided to have it here, and they brought the celebrities and stuff with them. And people got souped up, and you know, they wanted to go see T.I.
And Charlamagne.
And Charlamagne the God.
And some people just weren't clear on what it actually meant.
They didn't. They weren't clear. And I understand that. And they thought it was a city event, that the city put it together. And anybody could say, I want to rent out the Prudential Arena, right? Mm-hmm. And rent out the Prudential Arena and have an event there. There's nothing we could do about it, right? They pay money and say, we want to rent out an event. The same thing. They come and say, we want to go to the library. Forbes is coming. The museum. We're going to rent out the museum. We want to have our event here. We're going to say, yes, please do.
Yeah.
We want you to have your event here. And we're going to try to make it benefit Newark as much as it possibly can.
And the Voice Summit is also coming to Newark again. Yes. They were here last year.
Second time.
Yes. And this is a huge event for Newark and for nationally. And they're deciding to choose. Yeah, internationally. And they're choosing NJIT to hold their event. So what does this mean for Newarkers in the community, and, you know, how big is this?
Well, the Voice Summit is Alexa Voice Summit. Amazon is huge, because what they're really talking about is really engineers and industry folks talking about what voice technology is going to look like in the next 10 years or so. All of the last time I was there, it was incredible, the things they were talking about, how to start your day off by just voice, right?
Right.
Park your car, that's a voice-activated car. Talk to your computer in your car, or talk to your computer in your house, and the computer can tell you how long it's going to take you to get to work, what the traffic looks like, you know, buy something, all in the confines of your house, just talking, right? So that kind of voice, or even managing your bank account, like, through voice. Like, so all of this stuff is coming very, very, very quickly. And so all like the engineers and the industry practitioners are coming to have discussions about where voice technology is going. All of this stuff is always good for the city, because when these people come here, they have to eat. Yeah. They have to stay somewhere. They have to have a good time. Yeah. They begin to look at what Newark is. Yeah. You know, they might go to an art show. They might go to a poetry reading. Prayerfully, they shop. But they certainly got to eat and sleep. So our hotels fill up. Our restaurants make money. The hotels pay a hotel tax. Newark makes money off of those kinds of things. So when people come to the town, even the simple graduations make money. People feel inconvenienced by the graduations, but people who fly in, they stay here overnight in the hotels. They eat the food. They build the economy. So it helps us tremendously when those folks come. Just the difference between an empty downtown and a downtown that's vibrant, that's bustling, and money is being spent and exchanged.
Yes, absolutely. And the VMAs, we talk about that briefly, but this is big for Newark as well.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, we get an international recognition.
Yeah.
You know, because, look, the VMAs probably took place maybe 4 or 5 other times outside of New York or LA, you know? Mm-hmm. That's usually it. And what's interesting about all of this stuff is, like, you know, economically, and they talked about this a little bit at the Opportunity Zone Summit, is there maybe 3 or 4 cities that have been growing in America, growing economically, growing through population. Everybody else is stagnant or going in reverse. Like, they're not creating jobs. When people graduate from college, they either go into New York, they go into LA, they go into Silicon Valley, they go into 4 or 5 different cities in America, and that's it. Right. And so all of the action, all of the development, all of the economic growth are happening in those places, and it's just a cycle. And if you live anywhere else, you're witnessing a serious stagnation or backwards growth. Mm-hmm. And so when all this attention is coming to Newark, it allows us the opportunity to be a part of all of the growth and development that's happening in other places around the country, the 4 or 5 other cities. Newark is like number 5, number 6, wow, you know, in that. And unfortunately, that's taking place. The country has to do something different, you know, economically to see prosperity all over the land. But in the meantime, you know, this is what's happening, and we're fighting for our opportunity to enrich our community. Right,
absolutely. And I was thinking about the BMAs as well. I think people, this could help with designers, restaurants, people like, sure, that. They can
designers, beauticians, advantage. Hip. Mm-hmm. You got to get in it to win it, right? Yeah. People like, and I think people waiting for somebody to tell them what to do and where to go. Like, you have to, I was on Instagram going back and forth, and I was like, you know, at the end of the day, people pursue what they want. Like, it's, if you're interested in something, you pursue it.
Yeah.
You're pursuing it relentlessly. Like, if the I got one person who hit me in the DM and Instagram, was like, look, I do hair, I got extensions. How do I get involved?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk about none of that stuff they talking about. I want to talk about how I get my extensions on somebody's head, exactly. Right? What do I need to do? Well, that's, to me, what you should be doing. Like, yeah, like, how do I get in? Help me get in.
Yeah. And we could switch gears a little bit. You also received a law degree from, honorary law degree from Bloomfield College.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. It's exciting. I mean, I also have a honorary degree from NJIT, one from Rutgers.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, Bloomfield College, that was recent. It was awesome. There's a lot of Newarkers that go to Bloomfield College. I didn't know that, but a lot of Newark residents at Bloomfield College. It was a great experience. First honorary law degree, though. How about that? Mm-hmm. So that felt good, you know.
Yeah, and you did the commencement. You gave the commencement speech at Rutgers University this year.
No. I just spoke there.
Oh, you just spoke there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you spoke at Rutgers graduation this year.
Yeah, it was the commencement speaker. It was an incredible woman who spoke, actually, about race and reproduction and, the women's body. And it was an awesome, awesome speech about using our imagination to see the world in a different place. And I think that it was awesome because we don't use our imagination. You know, we like, people are stealing our imagination from us, right? And we are basically focused on the now.
Yeah.
And not on the tomorrow.
Right. All right, let's talk about a little bit about the work you're doing in Newark as far as just helping the community, right? So you have Occupy the Block that you do every week, right? Wednesday and Thursday.
Every Wednesday and Thursday.
What is Occupy? How does that help the community? And what is the intention behind Occupy?
You know, it's funny. People think that Occupy the Block is like this thing that we go out and we try to get as many people, the neighbors, to be out in the streets. So people say, hey, there's nobody out there sometimes. And that's okay, because where I got the idea from, it was these women in the South Ward who, when I was the councilman, the drug dealers used to hang on the corner of their block, right? Mm-hmm. And they'd come outside and they would be in the same place all the time. So these ladies had an idea to get to the place where they were before they got there. And they occupied that space before they came. And so what happened was, when the guys came, the ladies was there. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a confrontation, no discussion. They saw them, turned around, and walked and went somewhere else. So they did this for a little while, right? So they just stood and they had conversation, talking to each other like they would do.
Right.
And so the guys wouldn't come back. And then finally, eventually, they just never showed up again. We got the idea, like, hey, why don't we, like, do something like that? Why don't we just occupy these corners where these guys usually hang out at, where there's activity at. And so what has morphed into now is now we have the health van out there. Now we have the WOW truck, the Give Out Jobs, the Hope One van for drug addiction, the fire department, you know, DPW, everybody's out there. So, you know, now they do knock on doors. They talk to people. We might spot things that are going on, lots that need to be cleaned up, houses that need to be taken down. The police get information while they're out there. So it turns out to be a good opportunity for us to take city services into the community and begin to see for ourselves what's going on in people's neighborhoods so they don't always have to come and make reports and all those things. So even if people aren't out there, we are still getting valuable information to do things to that block and community. Somebody come home for work, guarantee you come home for work, the block looks completely different than when you left. Even if it's, we cleaned up the gutters, we swept the streets, we cleaned up the vacant lots, we might have took some squatters out of a building across the street. So all of those things take place in there. And then we do get people who come out and say, hello, what's up, what's this about, what's going on? And, you know, so it's great. It's great for me. I like it.
And I know every third Saturday of the month you have a meeting with the youth at King's Restaurant. So
And it's well attended, man. You know, what's interesting is people say we need to advertise our events, and we should. We need to continue to do that. As many people as we could get, we need to get them there. But these events are always well attended. You know, this the third Saturday of the month, we do the Youth Academy, Leadership Academy. I mean, we have kids as young as 6 years old. They're two college kids. Like, so we have a classroom from 6-year-olds to 22-year-olds in the same space, talking about very complex issues. And these young people, you know, the 10, the 11-year-olds, they're in the conversation. They're not just sitting there, like, wandering off in the space. They're in the middle of the conversation. We had a deep conversation about strategy and planning and though you've been victimized, not to make yourself a victim. That was the last discussion that we had. And we had awesome response from many, many kids. It was a young lady named Layla there who gave a great, great, who was engaged a lot. So I would advise people to come out and be a part of that.
Absolutely. And anyone can attend, right?
Anybody.
Okay. And also this next year, the census will be back, Census 2020, and we talked about the Opportunity Zone Summit. We talked about Voice Summit. We talked about why NORC was a good option for the Forbes Opportunity Zone Summit. Can you explain why the being counted would help the community as well, help to bring, you know, funds or resources to the city? Why the census is important for the community?
And we always an undercounted community. You know, we are living in a city where it's difficult to count, right? A lot of immigrants, a lot of folks that are undocumented, and all those people need to be counted. You know, even our community, people that have, even citizens that have been here, residents, are difficult to count. You know, we don't trust people. We don't want to put nothing on the internet. Nobody's going to not open the door for nobody. You know, but at the end of the day, we have to be counted, right? Because, you know, they based our count on our legislative representation, the amount of money the city gets, and through the federal government, through community development block grant money, through all the entitlement funds that we're supposed to get, even monies around loans and college and all these other kind of things. So it's important that we are always counted, and we count as many people as we possibly can in the city. Even the homeless people have to be counted. We have to count. We need dollars for homelessness. We need to make sure we count them. Everybody has to be counted. Nobody, and so we need, and they're hiring people to help us to count, to get an accurate count. So you should stay tuned and be posted and make sure you're aware of how to get involved in that.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about, I know you are an avid reader, right? Do you have any books right now you're reading that you can recommend to people? Or, you know, anything, one of your favorite books, can you suggest?
Well, right now, you know, we're getting ready to do the Mayor's Book Club. So yeah, we're doing that. United Way, Essex West Hudson, the Newark Library. The first book we're getting ready to read that I've read is, it's actually a memoir of one of the Black Lives Matter folks, and it was kind of co-written by a friend of mine named Asha Bandeli. And it kind of chronicles the life of a person that's gotten involved in the Black Lives Matter movement. And that's the, I don't know why the title is escaping me right now, but that is the first book that's on the list. And it's an excellent, excellent read. Absolutely excellent read.
Okay. All right. So let's talk a little, go back to your workout regimen. What songs are you listening to?
Well, right now I have to listen to whatever Dre plays. and his cat, man, he plays like anything from Speeches. So I'm listening to like Les Brown and all this other stuff to Sue Surf from, you know what I mean? Newer battle rapping, you know what I mean? So he has and he plays the Afrobeat stuff because he know I likes that. But, you know, when I'm running in the park or when I'm working in my basement or other stuff like that, you know, I either listen to, like, old school hip-hop, Eric B. and Rakim, EPMD, Public Enemy all day, you know. They get rotation, you know, while I'm working out, Public Enemy, you know.
Run DMC,
you know. Run DMC, you know about Run DMC, brother. My Adidas, that was one of my favorite songs. That gets mad rotation while I'm working out. But PE is that gets me real hyped up. Either that or I'm listening to like some of the Biggie, you know, tracks and okay. Tupac, you know, that whole old Bad Boy kind of vibe and the Tupac stuff. You know, I work out with that, but mostly old school.
Okay. Biggie, speaking of him, he just got a street named after him in Brooklyn, too.
Yeah, his birthday just passed or something. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that wraps up the first episode, introductory episode. That's what's up. We can talk about, I know in the next episode, Akbar Cook will be on. So you can, you know, talk a little bit about what he's done and how he's important to NORC and, you know, how excited you are to talk to him.
It's going to be a great show, you know. And he's doing a great job over there, man. I'd be glad to have dialogue with him again. Yep.
And as a principal, you have experience as a principal, and he's a current principal at Yeah.
So. He was in the school system when I was a principal, like coming up.
Right.
Yeah, trying to get to become a principal.
Right.
Yeah.
And you both share that passion for the youth and community. So that should be a good conversation.
Yeah, it's going to be outstanding. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this, you need to, you know, put the hashtag Rising60 if you want to respond to anything that's being said or you have any questions that you want to ask us. Make sure you do that. Hashtag Rising60 and we'll get to your questions. We want to make this as interactive as possible. So if you have something that you want to say, you want to ask me, we will read it and repeat it on the show and make sure that you're engaged in this conversation all the time. We need you to be involved in what's going on.
Anything else you want to end with? You want to leave the people with a quote, inspirational quote?
Sure. I'd like to quote Oprah Winfrey today. Turn your wounds into wisdom. Turn your wounds into wisdom. And that's real, Oprah Winfrey. We got a lot of wounds, y'all. We got to use them to move forward, not to keep us back. Hello. On the next episode of Rising60, I'll be speaking to Principal Akbar Cook, principal of Westside High School here in Newark, New Jersey. You've recently seen the headlines and witnessed Oprah Winfrey donate $500,000 to his Lights On program. Akbar Cook will be the next guest in Rising60. Tune in and remember the hashtag Rising60 to hear your question or comment on our podcast.